Welcome to Machine Learning, How the World Works. Figure one. The super capabilities of Figure One, the humanoid robot developed by startup company Figure, are attributed to its integration with OpenAI advanced technologies. Here's how OpenAI contributes to Figure One's exceptional capabilities based on the following attributes. Autonomous operation. Unlike other robots, Figure One is not teleoperated, indicating that its operation is independent. This autonomy is the result of advanced AI system that controls the robot, allowing it to perform fully learned behaviors without human intervention. OpenAI's large language models such as ChatGPT enable Figure One to have full conversations with humans. The robot's ability to understand and react to human interactions in real time showcases the integration of high-level language intelligence provided by OpenAI. Figure One's behavior is learned and run at normal speed. So the way they did that is they used a large language model and reinforcement learning, where there's a reward or a penalty for certain behavior. So for example, with Figure One, there's over 100 different tasks that the large language model through reinforcement learning has mastered. And so you give it commands to do certain tasks, it knows how to do those behaviors in the large language model. And so as more behaviors are added, the more capability that Figure One will have. Figure One demonstrated amazing precision in an autonomous movement, showcasing the capabilities enabling OpenAI technologies. The precision is a testimony to the advanced control and decision-making processes facilitated by OpenAI. That system is called Carbon. And not only is Carbon doing predictive behaviors or trying to predict what the next behavior in the sequence will be, it also is capable of symbolic logic. So they take the words, the NLP words, and convert it into symbols, and then have a logic solver integrate with the large language models. So it's learning how to reason from a logic standpoint better as a result of the integration of the symbolic language and problem solver, logic problem solver algorithms integrated into the large language model. Figure One is the result of a partnership with Figure and OpenAI, indicating a collaborative effort to develop a humanoid robot with groundbreaking capabilities. The integration of OpenAI technologies, including large language models and advanced learning capabilities, empowers Figure One with super capabilities, enabling it to operate autonomously, engage in conversations, and exhibit precision in the movement. I really like the YouTube where the owner responds back to ask the Figure One why he asked the Figure One to hand him an apple, and then he asked Figure One why he handed him an apple, and Figure One said, well, he looked at all the objects and the apple was the only thing that was edible, so he gave him the apple. OpenAI represents a significant advancement in the field of humanoid robots, showcasing the potential for AI-driven innovations to revolutionize multiple industries. I feel like that is true. in theorizing why OpenAI decided to serve as the brains for Figure 1, we can consider a few possibilities. One potential reason could be that OpenAI saw an opportunity to contribute its advanced artificial intelligence capabilities to enhance the functionality and intelligence of the robot. By integrating its AI technology into the robot, OpenAI may aim to showcase the potential of AI in real-world applications and push the boundaries of what is possible in robotics. Now, in the past, we've talked about Cog, how Cog learned by imagery and mimicry. So eventually he got so he could juggle three balls. And now with Figure, it not only can do predictive mimicry from learning from the motions of a human being, and also through a reward system, through reinforcement learning policies or penalties, it can reason. And for that capability, the large language model is going to be more intelligent than Sanctuary AI or Optimus. And for this reason, I think Figure 1 will become one of the best robots in terms of general task capability. So once it starts to perform different tasks, it can be applied in numerous areas, like in retail or on production lines or customer service, where you want to talk with the robot and it can give you answers. So in the area of hospitality might be a place where the robot could function well. Now, one of the interesting things was, well, if we look at Figure 1, it does have bipedal walking capability. The Figure team achieved dynamic bipedal walking in under a year, making it one of the quickest turnarounds in humanoid history. It means the robot is capable of walking on two legs, mimicking human-like locomotion. Torque-controlled walking. Figure 1 utilizes torque-controlled walking, where the robot applies torque on its joints instead of focusing on where or how fast it's going. This approach helps the robot navigate the real world, especially when working with people and performing business functions. The robot can receive high-level commands about how fast to move, and when autonomous thinking, then autonomously think about tasks like balance, foot placement, hand movement to ensure stable, unaffected walking, even in the presence of external disturbances or changes in ground height. And that works very similar to the way human beings walk. It is walking is a perception. It is also, we're doing predictive behavior. We're predicting where we should place our foot and how the foot should land in order to maintain our balance. And we're guessing at the proper placement of our foot. The Figure 1 robot is designed with a human-like form, standing about 5'6" and weighing 60 kilograms. The form factor allows the robot to interact with human environment more effectively and perform tasks that require human-like dexterity. So I saw in some cases that out of the 100 tasks that caught my attention was precision tasks like welding or soldering, or moving things in a precise manner. It has 27 degrees of freedom. The hand on a biological person, human, would have 60 some degrees of freedom. So as they get more complex degrees of freedom, the more precise the machine will be able to perform that task. The more precision, the more complicated the task the machine will be able to perform. The Figure 1 robot has the ability to learn and perform tasks autonomously. Now, that is the part that really is interesting. In other systems like Sanctuary or Optimus, they use large language models with reinforcement learning. I am not particularly convinced that that OpenAI used that approach. Now, when I've looked at Tesla in terms of the type of people that they're hiring, they do emphasize reinforcement learning as requirements for their engineers. And so it's possible that the large language models in OpenAI use reinforcement learning, but they may use a different algorithm that is more dynamic. They're talking now about GPT-5 having this ability to kind of continuously learn, and that makes for a very dynamic system. So if they have mastered that and they've used that in Figure 1, it's possible that the robot can continuously learn, which would be exciting because that would allow it to do more tasks and do those tasks better. Figure and visualizes Figure 1 robot being used in various industries, manufacturing, logistics, warehouse, retail, caregiving of elderly, assisting in construction of architecture or other planets. Well, the big one will be Mars, right? So Figure 1 does have the ability to have full conversations with people. OpenAI models provide high-level visual and language intelligence, while Figure 1's neural nets deliver fast, low-level, dexterous robot actions. Figure 1 demonstrated a dialogue with humans under end-to-end neural network framework without any remote operation. Additionally, there can be a significant improvement in the speed of the robot approaching human speed. Some comments on it. I had to watch a couple of times, and a part of me is still hard-pressed to believe that there's actually a robot using NLP. But again, I'm certainly leaving the door open and would not be surprised given how fast AI is progressing now. You know, and I think that's the thing about Figure 1 that I like the most is that I've enjoyed Louise AI, which I've incorporated that into my Genuine Friend site. And I've used that algorithm to solve a lot of problems and analyze data, and I found it to be fairly interesting in terms of its capabilities. Okay, well, I think that's kind of a wrap for what I think Figure 1 is capable of. But Let's see, just checking my notes here if there's any other things on figure one that might be interesting. It's just, for me, it's been interesting to see that that figure one has become so capable in such a short amount of time. And if I were to compare and select my favorite robot now against Optimus, Sanctuary AI, Eve, Figure One, Apollo, I would select, or let's see, what was the other one? I would select Figure One. I think Figure One has the best potential for innovation. Okay, well, I think that exhausts what I have to say at this point on Figure One.